It is incompatible with the religion for a believer to say, I am not strong enough on any matter. Human beings are certainly entities with no power to do anything. As with all living things, it is Allah alone who creates human beings and causes them to act as they do. In that sense, it is correct for a person to say, I am not strong enough on any matter. But it is highly dishonest to use the same term in a different logical framework and suggest that it is also compatible with the religion. For example, there is no question of any sincere and devout person saying, when asked to exhibit some proper moral virtue, I have no independent power of my own, for which reason I am not strong enough to do that. Such a person is trying to avoid living by that moral virtue by imagining he can use some of the fundamental elements of the religion for his own ends. The fact is that believers are tested in the life of this world. Of course, human beings have no power, and it is Allah who creates all things. But Allah has also given human beings a conscience with which to distinguish between right and wrong, and to make judgments and select the best and proper course of action at all times. People must know their helplessness and neediness before Allah. At the same time, they also have a responsibility to select and live by the moral values that Allah will find most pleasing, by the use of their reason, conscience, and abilities. Therefore, if a person just says, Allah is Almighty, whereas I am a helpless entity, so my strength is not up to the task, unless Allah so wishes, and I can only manage it if Allah wishes, when confronted with a difficulty or a situation calling for hard effort. And if he then acts in the light of that idea, that is an incorrect way of behaving. Believers never forget their helplessness in the face of the infinite might of Allah. But they also know that if Allah wishes, and by manifesting His infinite power in His servants, He can give them the strength to overcome any kind of difficulty. It is exceedingly important for believers to live with this awareness of faith. Otherwise, it is incompatible with the religion for someone to regard himself as having any power independent of Allah. Surely Allah is beyond that. Or to imagine that any strength or even weakness and helplessness bestowed on him by Allah actually belongs to him. Because Allah is infinitely mighty. Allah can make the most impossible thing easy, or create something thought to be impossible at the very moment he chooses. Therefore, the kind of language used by someone who believes in these truths must be expressive of belief in the infinite power of Allah. He must use the kind of language that shows that he is personally helpless, and that since Allah is Almighty, and through the blessing of Allah, he can exhibit the finest moral virtues on even the most difficult seeming matters. Indeed, we are told in many verses of the Quran, there is ease in every difficulty, and our Lord will provide an ease and way out for those of His servants who fear and are in awe of Him. Therefore, when one encounters a situation one cannot resolve by oneself, one must look at it from the perspective of these secrets of the Quran and say, whatever Allah has created is best for me. Everything Allah has created has so far been for the best for me. And since I am a Muslim, He will continue to create what is best for me. I am a helpless entity in need of Allah. If I seek shelter in Allah, beg for help from Allah, and place my trust in Him, He will make even the worst difficulties easy for me, and bless me with the spiritual strength with which to overcome them. Allah will inshallah make all difficulties easy for anyone who acts with that faith, and who properly places his trust in Him. Allah will give that person a great strength and power he never knew he had. This power that Allah will bless believers with, and the way that He will make all difficulties easy for them, and show them the way out, are described as follows in the Quran. Certainly, there is a transmission in this for people who worship. Surah Al-Anbiya 106. Whoever has taqwa of Allah, He will give him a way out. Surah At-Talaq 2. Whoever has taqwa of Allah, He will make matters easy for him. Surah At-Talqa 4. O Prophet, say to those you are holding prisoner, If Allah knows of any good in your hearts, He will give you something better than that what was taken from you, and forgive you. Allah is ever forgiving, most merciful. Surah Al-Anfal 70. Allah does not demand from any self more than He has given it. Allah will appoint, after difficulty, ease. Surah At-Talaq 7. We will ease you to the easy way. Surah Al-A'la 8. As for he who confirms the good, we will pave his way to ease. Surah Al-Layl 6-7. For truly with hardship comes ease. Truly with hardship comes ease. Surah Al-Insharah 5-6.